Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
My friends, at the time of recording this, the world just lost the colorful and beautiful Iris Apfel. Oh my gosh. If you don't know that name, you probably do still know her. She was this old lady. She died at 102, March 2024. She was 102 years old. She had those big round glasses and she was always wearing bright colors, feathers, loads of jewelry, sequins. She was bright and beautiful. And I loved how just independent she was. You know, she shared that one of the reasons she didn't have children was because her mother worked and she wanted to have a stay-home mom. This was her own experience. And she said, look, I knew that I always wanted to work. She even said that she was a workaholic at one point. And she said, look, if I want to work, then that's where I'm going to get my fulfillment. That's where I'm going to focus my energy in my life. And Iris was so much fun. I mean, think about it. She was born in 1921 in Queens. Like, this woman was amazing. But there are a couple of quotes that I remember from Iris that I wanted to share with you today, because I thought, gosh, we've got to read these on the pod. They are so good. And we're so lucky that we get to even, I don't know, have been alive in the time of Iris. She said this, I see myself as the world's oldest living teenager because I have such a good time and because I try to get as much of a kick out of things as possible. My friends, 1 year ago, I saw her doing a fashion campaign. She was in Europe doing some cool campaign. And I was like, wow, Iris, you really are redefining what it means to be a working woman over the age of 100. I thought, wow, talk about no excuses when it comes to your age, when it comes to no excuses, no limits living. And another thing that I loved about her was when I saw a documentary that she was in, she said, look, everyone just wears black or they wear gray. And it's just, you know, it's so homogenous. I hate it. she'd always say, you know, color can raise people from the dead. She was so alive. And it was so palpable whenever you experienced her or saw a photo of her or caught her on screen. She just brought life wherever she went. But my favorite quote of hers, which I think is a bit more subtle, right? It's not colorful and dramatic. It just speaks to the truth of being yourself. Because she said, to me, the worst fashion faux pas is to look in the mirror and not see yourself. Whew. Think about that for a moment, my friends, when you look in the mirror today. Do you see yourself? Right, someone like Iris, look, she was out there. She was extremely unique. She was herself. You don't have to be out there wearing orange feathers, right, in order to be yourself. But are you? Is the job that you're going to, the people that you're spending time with, yeah, sure, the clothes you're wearing, do they reflect the real you? She talks about it as a fashion faux pas because she was in the world of fashion. But I think about it as regret-proofing your life. We don't regret-proof our lives when we look in the mirror and we see a second-rate version of somebody else. Or the real us that is inside there somewhere but is too scared to come out because there might be some judgment from someplace or from someone. Way to go, Iris, 102 years old, living life on your terms, doing whatever you wanted to do with love and affection for others. To me, I think, gosh, she went with a few regrets. I'm guessing she went with few regrets out of this world. And my friends, that is really wealth. That is living your life at the highest expression of you, being you. Not apologizing, loving and showing up and being kind and good to others, yes. Which also comes more easily and more readily when we honor ourselves. This one's for you, dear Iris. Thank you for inspiring us for so long. until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.